Richard, your reflections on this evening's game?
Well, a disappointing result, obviously. Especially given I thought we did enough to get something out of the game. But missed a lot of chances. And, it's disappointing not to come off the pitch with something.
Very, very difficult conditions. Both the same for both teams, obviously, but it doesn't help provide attractive football. But you tried your best with it.
Well, they postpone games for everything other than hurricane force winds, which is unusual, really. And I think it's more difficult for the home team because you're the ones that have to force the game. And it enables the away team to come and sit very deep, play with a lot of bodies behind the ball, and play on the counter-attack. So I think the condition suits the away team more than the home team.
Really well-crafted equaliser, having fallen behind, and really to set the tone for some neat passing football when you could.
I thought from going a goal behind until half time, I thought we were excellent, and very unlucky not to come in at half time in front. And then, as I said, the second goal makes life difficult, and it knocked the stuffing out of us a little bit, particularly as it means that you've got something to hold on to.
Yeah.
And a team that's already defending in numbers are defending more in numbers and difficult to break down. And, you know, you're as likely to lose another one on the counter-attack as equalise. And that's dictated really by the result and by what's happened in the game. So, it's a disappointing result for us, there's no doubt about that, particularly the way that we've been travelling in the last few games. I thought at times tonight we were good, but at other times we just lost our momentum a little bit.
Hit the bar, had a good save to deny Tom Elliott as well, did everything again but score.
Look, I think we've had enough opportunities in the game to at least get a point, but the scoreline says 1-2 and you can't deny that. We should pick ourselves up and go again. Another home game Saturday, we need to get back on track with 3 points, no doubt about it.
I'm going to have to ask, you were watching the second half from a different vantage point. What was the story there?
Pretty obvious that both of us were sent to the stands. The reason for that, you need to speak to the referee.
Okay. Obviously, it makes it a little more difficult for you to change things around from there, but even so, I don't think I've ever seen quite so many different options to try and find the way back into the game.
Yeah, look, I mean, we've still got enough experience on the technical bench, but the game dictated, really, the substitutions, because everyone is an offensive one, and it's an effort to get the game back. And as you said, we've hit the crossbar. Our keeper's made two or three incredible saves. We've missed a couple of really good chances. But on a night where the wind makes every pass and every control difficult, when there's a lot of bodies to play through, it's not easy. And as I said, I think it suits the away team more than the home team.
Thanks, Richard.